Raptors fans were not paying attention to that last night. They were paying attention to their own team, really just simply not show up. You know, Kawhi performed, Siakam performed. We've seen that a lot throughout the season, throughout the playoffs. The rest of the team was a no-show, and 25% from three. I mean, I keep pointing that out. If you hit your three-point, I think that's the X factor on Sunday. Yeah. Simply, they have to hit threes. They shoot so many of them. If they shoot upwards of 35 to 40%, I think they win. If they shoot 25%, I think they lose. Here's our good buddy Jack Armstrong, who was in the building last night. How disappointing was that effort for you, Jack?
Well, first of all, Brian, congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's more important than basketball. And Dave, great to have you on. Jamie, of course, always a pleasure.
Yep.
And it was not good. You show up and you're excited, and everybody who is looking at the Raptors saying this is an opportunity to get to the East Finals for only the second time in their history. You know, it just didn't work out last night. And, you know, you see that a lot, the urgency on the home team. They don't want to finish their season in front of their crowd, and particularly after how they got pummeled by the Raptors in Game 5 in Toronto. Give Philadelphia credit. They really showed up, and the Raptors didn't even match their intensity, let alone exceed it. So, you know, that was a problem last night. But, you know, you play all year for the right to have that Game 7 in your building, and they've earned that right. And, I picked the Raptors to win this series in 7. There's not much difference between these two teams, and I still feel confident that they can win on Sunday. I heard what you were saying before, Brian, about, you know, three-point shooting, and there's no question that really plays a part in, you know, creating opportunities for yourself, and more importantly, limiting opportunities for Philadelphia. You miss all those shots. A lot of them are long shots. They become long rebounds, and they lead your opponent, the Sixers, directly into transition. They're running it down your throat. You're a half step or a step behind in your coverages. Now you're exposed on the offensive glass, and they're pummeling you there. So those are some issues. So, I mean, you know, they got to win the turnover battle. They got to create pace of play. They got to play fast. Their defense has got to be off the charts. They got to be a lot tougher, and they got to win 50-50 battles on the glass. They can't get pounded like they did last night on the glass. When they've been able to be respectable rebounding-wise, they've been pretty good. But it all starts and ends with their defense. I think when they guard, they create turnovers. When they guard, get stops and get defensive rebounds, and they're able to push and run, they get good shots, and particularly at home, I feel confident they'll shoot the ball better.
Well, the amazing thing about this series has been the complete lack of predictability in terms of individual performance. And going into Sunday, I fully expect Kawhi will show up, and I think Jimmy Butler's going to show up. Butler's a gamer. Outside of Game 1, I think he's been spectacular, and we all know the story about Kawhi. Outside of that, Jack, I have no idea. I have no idea if Siakam and Lowry and Green and Gasol are going to show up. I have no idea if Simmons or Embiid or Tobias Harris, any of these guys, Ennis off the bench, if any of them are going to show up. And I would think that's probably the same thing that's running through the minds of the two head coaches. They feel good about one player, and beyond that, they're not quite certain who else is going to be there on Sunday.
And that's why I keep harping on the fact, you know, this is a game of habits. And the most important thing that's got to show up is your absolute out-and-out commitment on the defensive end to do the things that you have full and complete control over. And that is your scheme, playing it to the best of your ability, and playing it really, really hard. And I think if you do those things, then the offensive things will begin to take care of themselves, because you're going to create the pace of play where then your team gets into a style and a personality that best fits their skill set. And if this is a half-court trench war, Philadelphia's got a lot of individual talent, and I worry about that. And they've done a pretty good job when it's been a half-court game of really making it hard for the Raptors. I mean, I feel bad for Nick Nurse. I mean, OG Anunoby's hurt. He would have been able to play in this series. He's had a tough year. I feel bad for the kid. He's had one thing after the other. But his size, he could have played in this series. He could have helped them. So now you down him, and then Norm Powell and Fred VanVleet, particularly when the games are really slow, Philadelphia's size just counteracts that. So you're playing six guys. And I tell you what, the intensity per play on Sunday, even though you get 2 days of rest leading into it, is going to be off the charts, as we know in with game sevens in basketball and hockey. It's off the charts. So who's that seventh guy, maybe even eighth guy, that can even give you 5, 6, 8, 9 minutes and make a play or two? Because you're asking your team, and they gotta sell out all the time on defense because they can control that. And again, if they're just an average defensive team on Sunday and an average rebounding team on Sunday, and they're not creating turnovers, they're going to get stuck in the mud, and they're going to play against a team that has the talent level to beat them. If they enforce their will on the game in terms of the style of play, then I feel confident playing at home in front of their crowd that they can win.
Jack, in order to know what the Raptors are facing or to understand it better, I'm going to put you on the Philadelphia bench, okay? So now you're preparing the Philadelphia team, and you got a choice of four words that are going through your mind as you're preparing them. Is your team underperforming? Is it dangerous? Is it just young? Or is it just flat out not ready?
Good question. I'm going to say, what was the second one again?
So I've got underperforming is one, dangerous is two, and
I'm saying dangerous.
Yeah.
I feel my team's dangerous. I'm going in, I'm saying, fellas, if I'm Brett Brown, and I think he, and I don't like it, but I think he can, he, if I'm him, I can't play Greg Monroe and Boban in this game on Sunday. I think he stumbled upon something playing Mike Scott, you know, maybe even a Ben Simmons at the five when they have Embiid off the floor. And now, you know, Nick Nurse has got to make a decision. How are you playing that? You know, I think you play a little smaller then. Or if you go big, you better punish them then. But to me, I feel like I got a dangerous team. I feel like I got the better bench. I feel like, you know, Mike Scott's heating up. I feel like, Ennis has been a good player for them. I feel like I have more talent. And I feel like if I can get, you know, Embiid going and challenge him to get deep in the post and make Toronto have to run around and chase in there, I think if I can get off to a good start. I feel like I got a dangerous team that has weathered a lot of storms and can win a game seven. I really do. And to me, this, you know, again, that's why the margin of error between these two teams is so slim. I think Nick Nurse is saying that Philadelphia is dangerous because he knows they're dangerous. I mean, here's the other thing. We've seen the best of Toronto in game one and five. We've seen the best of Philly in games three and six. I guess the question is, which team's best is best? And, you know, I think you're going to see both teams at their best on Sunday. And I go back to using something that I use, and Brian, you'll remember, and Jamie, when I was on with you a few weeks ago before the series, I said, is it going to come down to the five best or the best five? Dramatic difference. I think if you did a mock draft or if you did a beauty contest, Philadelphia would probably have more players on the top of the list than Toronto would. But that doesn't necessarily mean they win. And I think for Toronto, the fact that they were the more consistent team that earned the right to have a Game 7 at home, and they have more experience and savvy and know-how, that doesn't mean they're better, but they have some advantages inherently built in that they've earned. Now, my thing is, I don't worry about the offense if I'm Nick Nurse. I worry about creating a furious energy level in my team that now will lead to all the good stuff offensively that you know that your team can bring, particularly at home.
Well, enjoy it on Sunday, Jack. It should be a great atmosphere down there. It's going to be a fun night. And We'll see where it takes us. I'm sure we'll chat again early next week. Thank you, buddy.
You know, the crazy thing, too, is we could have a special day in the NBA on Sunday.
That's right.
If Houston wins tonight, we'll have three game sevens on Sunday, which will be awesome.
Yeah. Spectacular.
The best.
I'm banking on it, too. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Enjoy, buddy.
Guys, have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there.
There you go.
Take care, Jack.
Here's Jack Armstrong, our Raptors analyst. He's right. We've already got Portland, Denver, Raptors, Sixers. And if Houston wins tonight without Kevin Durant going, they're at home, they're a big favorite, I think that will play out.
Wow.
Three game sevens on Sunday.
League has to be happy about that.
That's perfect.
Oh, ecstatic.